the other day. She says she has no recollection of ever having seen any documentation concerning your good self. No birth certificate, nothing to prove who you really are. Susan shifted uncomfortably and tried to avoid Rook's accusing look. Well, Grandfather and I have been travelling, Mr. Rook. Our documents were sent to us, but they must have been lost. I'm sure they'll turn up eventually. It's not like they're very important, is it? Rook smiled. If anything, this second smile was even less convincing than his first.
Possibly not, Miss Foreman, he agreed. You must forgive my curiosity. This is my first term here as well. It was unfortunate my predecessor had to leave so unexpectedly. And you are quite a mystery, aren't you? Almost unearthly, in fact.
Susan lowered her eyes.
I really wouldn't know about that, Mr. Rook. May I go now? Like I say, I've homework to do, and Grandfather doesn't like my being late.
Rook took out an elaborate fob watch from his waistcoat and consulted it. Yes, it was getting late, he said, and time always was of the essence, wouldn't she agree? And he turned and strode off smartly down the school corridor.
Has Colonel Rook been giving you a hard time?
Something like that, Cedric.
Susan's face brightened at the sixth warmer, who'd just arrived. He was a good-looking, blonde-haired boy, dressed in a Coal Hill blazer and its black and green striped tie. School uniform was optional for sixth formers, but Cedric always wore his with pride.
He's a good man, you know. Served our king and country faithfully in the war.
Sometimes I catch him looking at me, like he's waiting to catch me out. Seems I made an enemy here in my first term.
Nonsense. You're settling in nicely.
I felt so out of place at first. But then you made the effort to be friends. That was so very kind of you, Cedric.
You were shy, that's all. I felt out of place here once myself.
You? I can't believe that.
Should have gone to college before joining the army, but Ma and Pa, well, they're socialists, and they don't approve, so that's why I'm here. Down among the plebs.
That's why Mavis calls you posh boy.
Just a joke. She means nothing. Our Mavis is one of the kindest, gentlest kids here. Sensitive to a fault, in fact. You'll soon get to know her better. It's always a pain starting a new school, isn't it? Which school did you say you were at before, Susan?
I didn't.
No matter.